Hey everyone, welcome back. It's me, Christopher, for 4U English, and...
Ollie, it's good to see you guys again.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about privacy, and today we're going to continue to discuss this topic, but we're going to take a look at it from two different perspectives or sides.
That's correct. In today's article, we'll be taking a look at what privacy means to teenagers and adults.What is your family like when it comes to the privacy issue? How does your family deal with it?
My family is kind of open. I'd almost say that we have no privacy. We respect each other's space, but we mostly know everything about each other because we all talk to one another. Or more accurately, one person talks and then everyone else tells somebody else. So if my sister tells my mom's secret...My mom tells me, but eventually my sister tells everybody, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah, I think mine's pretty much the same as yours. I'm also quite close with my family. We tell each other everything, but at the same time, we know when to give each other the personal space everyone needs. Okay, so should we start reading today's article, The Importance of Privacy for Teens?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Reading.
The importance of privacy for teens.
Teenagers feel embarrassed and upset when parents read their diaries or text messages, go through their computer, or eavesdrop on their conversations. Teens think this is an invasion of their privacy. If parents don't respect teens' privacy, then they think parents don't respect them, their space, or their belongings.Essentially, the lack of trust makes them feel like children at a time when they're slowly growing up. Parents often believe anything their children do is also their business. So when it comes time for teens to have some independence, some parents aren't ready and get caught off guard. Teens crave freedom as they spend more time sharing experiences with friends than with their parents. When teens ask for privacy,Parents need to figure out how much space to give without worrying too much about a teen's safety. Teens should also let parents know where and with whom they are hanging out, and seek out an adult when encountering an issue they can't solve on their own. Sometimes teens feel they should be treated as adults, but without the life experiences of an adult, that's not always totally realistic.
All right, so teenagers feel embarrassed and upset when parents read their diaries or text messages. So upset, it's an adjective. It means unhappy and worried because something unpleasant or disappointing has happened. You can be upset about a bad grade, a crush's rejection, or someone like your mother or father reading your diary.
That's right.
Right. So the students were upset when the school announced they'd replaced their favorite English teacher. The students were upset when the school announced or said, we've replaced your favorite English teacher. Upset is U-P-S-E-T. U-P-S-E-T. Upset.
对 ,OK. Upset 当形容词表示对什么事情不开心。那我们通常会说Feel upset about something. For example, I was very upset about the words he said about something. 好，那如果是特别针对哪一个人不开心，则是用 with. Be upset with somebody. For example, he has been upset with his parents for a month. Okay.
The article continues. Go through their computer. So this is still parents. Go through their computer or eavesdrop on their conversations.Teens think this is an invasion of their privacy.
好，我们先来看这边有一个比较难的字是 eavesdrop. To eavesdrop means to deliberately listen secretly to other people's conversations. 也就是窃听别人的对话。我们看到这边用了介系词 on. To eavesdrop on other people's conversation. 好，那 on 后面也可以直接接一个人 to eavesdrop on somebody.
Okay, so we see invasion of privacy. Invasion is a noun. It's the act of entering a place by force often in large numbers, so like an army like doing an invasion on a, or invading, which is the verb version, of a country. So in the case here, invasion of privacy is a little different. It just means an action which affects someone in an unpleasant and unwanted way.
Invasion, I-N-V-A-S-I-O-N, 是名词。入侵，那它的动词形式其实就是 invade, I-N-V-A-D-E, invade。那我们从昨天就到今天就一直提到这个 invasion of privacy, 其实就是侵犯隐私的意思。
Okay, I'll give you two example sentences for invasion. The first will be a large number of people entering another place. The rebels' invasion was successful, and they were able to get rid of the evil leader. Okay, and the second one, the invasion of privacy. My parents don't understand invasion of privacy and are always snooping around on my computer. Okay, so the article continues...If parents don't respect their teens' privacy, then they think parents don't respect them, their space, or their belongings. Belongings, so this is a noun. It's the things a person owns, especially the ones that can be carried. In a movie, you might see someone getting fired and then the boss or person in charge saying, gather your belongings. This just means get the things around your desk or the office and leave.
Okay, so belongings 呢跟我们昨天学过的 possessions 是一样的意思，就是一个人的你所有的物品、所有物。那特别注意呢，跟possessions 是一样的，它一定要用复数形式，所以字尾一定有 s， 是 belongings， belongings。
Right. So before leaving the office, Frank gave away some of his belongings.So some of his things to some of his coworkers. Our article continues. Essentially, the lack of trust makes them feel like children at a time when they're slowly growing up. Lack of, it's not enough of something or none of it, like a shortage. You can have a lack of time, a lack of patience, a lack of money, or like here, a lack of trust.And of course, that would mean you have little to no trust for somebody.
Okay, lack of 就是缺少什么，对于什么东西的不足。那刚刚 Chris 已经举了很多例子，只要在 lack of 后面直接加上缺少的那一样东西就可以了。那我再举个例子 ，My sister's total lack of cooking skills means that we often need to go out to eat.Okay, let's continue with the article.
Okay, the parents often believe anything their children do is also their business.
好，我们看到这边 business 这个字跟商业是没有关系的哦。Business 在这里指分内的事。So if something is not your business, you should not be involved in it or ask about it. 所以如果别人跟你说 it's none of your business, 就是指不关你的事，叫你不要多管闲事的意思哦。
Okay, so when it comes time for teens to have some independence, some parents aren't ready and get caught off guard. Catch off guard means to catch a person at a time of carelessness. This morning...Polly caught me off guard by saying hello and scared me. That means I wasn't expecting it and might have jumped like when she said hello. It's also our shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Kat!Oh, you're not very good at sports, are you?
I'm not bad, but I got caught off guard.
No, you didn't catch it.
I mean, you caught me off guard.
I didn't catch anything. I threw something, a ball.
To catch someone off guard means to surprise someone by doing or saying something.
Oh, I see. Catch someone off guard means 趁其不备，出乎意料。
When you play baseball, you have to be on guard.
Oh, but I caught you off guard. You weren't ready.
Let's try again.
好，所以我们刚刚看到今天的 shortcut for you。 那么 guard 这个字呢 G-U-A-R-D 当名词是防卫，所以 because of guard 就是有毫无防卫，完全没有准备的意思。 OK, let's continue.
Alright, teens crave freedom as they spend more and more time sharing experiences with friendsthan with their parents.
好，我们今天看到一个还不错的动词叫 crave, C-R-A-V-E, 表示渴望获得，后面直接接名词，接你想要得到那个东西就可以了。所以像文章里面说 teens crave freedom, 就是他们非常渴望得到自由。 Or another example, some people spent their whole life craving success.
Right. When teens ask for privacy,parents need to figure out how much space to give without worrying too much about their teen's safety. So to give space just means to allow someone to have some distance to do some things on their own and not be a helicopter parent? Is that where the parent hovers around the child all the time, I think? Teens should also let parents know where and with whom they are hanging out.And seek out an adult when encountering an issue they can't solve on their own. It is very important to let your parents know who you're with and where you're going, because if something happens to you, that's the best way for them to locate you.
Right. 好，我们这边还看到另外一个片语是 seek out. Seek out means to try to find someone or something, especially when it's difficult. 所以基本上就是寻求或找寻 look for 这样的意思。So the article tells us that teens should seek out an adult when encountering an issue. What does encounter mean?
Encounter, it means to meet, especially unexpectedly. So encounter just means to meet, but like I said, unexpectedly. So you might be at the mall and you encounter some old friend. It also means come upon and come against. Our example for encounter...We encountered a problem with our project when the computer file wouldn't open. We encountered a problem with our project when the computer file wouldn't open. Encounter is spelled E-N-C-O-U-N-T-E-R. E-N-C-O-U-N-T-E-R. Encounter.
Okay, so encounter 动词表示经历或遭遇难题或者问题。像呢，我们在句子里面听到 encounter a problem 就是遭遇个问题。那例如呢，我再举个例子 ，They encountered several challenges during the investigation. 好，那另外 encounter 也可以指呢，就是你在不知情的状况下遇到某人 ，to meet someone without planning to. So, for example, my parents first encountered each other at college.
So they're college sweethearts.
Yeah, they were.
Okay, I see. That's nice. All right. Well, sometimes teens feel they should be treated as adults, but without the life experiences of an adult, that's not always totally realistic.
好，我们先看一下 treat 这个动词是对待。那青少年希望被当作大人般的对待，所以文章里面我们用了被动式 ，they want to be treated as adults.那也可以直接用主动式 treat somebody or something as something. For example, she always treats other people's words as jokes.
Right, or you could say, Bill always treats his friends like dirt, which would be like, he's not a very nice guy. So we also saw realistic, right? And realistic is relating to objects, actions, or social encounters,as they really are. So, to look at things real in a realistic way, like teens might be like, I have the world figured out, I know everything, but in reality they haven't lived long enough to know like how the world operates.
Okay. Yeah, so realistic 呢就是现实，那注重实际的。所以如果别人呢，他跟你有他如果有一些不太实际的想法，你可能就可以跟他说 ，It's not realistic to do something. For example, it's not realistic to neglect the present and daydream about the future. 那我们也可以用 be realistic about something 来表达。For example, you need to be realistic about what you can achieve.So remember to set realistic goals, not unrealistic ones.
That's right.
所以呢，不切实际的，就是前面我们讲 unrealistic.
So what would your idea of a realistic goal be and an unrealistic goal?
That's a hard question.
Like realistic goal, Maybe recording a song because you like music. Unrealistic goal, like being the next Lady Gaga.
Unrealistic goals may be to get married in a year.
In a year.
Yeah, that would never happen. Okay, yeah. So can you give us an example sentence?
Sure. Would you like this book? It's a realistic portrayal of life in the countryside. You would like this book. It's a realistic portrayal of life in the countryside. So it tells the story of living in the countryside in a real way.
对，所以如果这个词用来形容文学作品的话呢，就是写实的意思喽。Okay, so that's the end of today's article. Let's move on to our For You Chat.
Okay.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's question is, do your parents understand your need for privacy? Why or why not?
Well, this is a difficult question for me to answer because I live in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And my parents live in Michigan in the United States. So they have a really difficult time invading my privacy overseas. When I lived at home, my mother never really invaded my privacy. She always knocked or she'd ask questions about my life. But most of the time, I just kind of spoke to her openly and just told her what I was feeling and all that. And I think that really helped our relationship because I can talk to my mom about anything, even something that might be embarrassing for someone else to tell their mother or their father. My dad really doesn't care what I do with my in my personal life. I mean, that's why I like him. He doesn't ask questions. He's not inquisitive. But how about you? Do your parents understand your need for privacy and why not?
I think they do, as I mentioned before, because I'm quite close with my family. So we talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, and they don't really invade my privacy too much. And right now, because I live alone, I don't live with them anymore. So they can't really invade my privacy.
You didn't give them a key to your apartment?
No, of course not.
Because then they just, what are you doing?
Yeah, so, I have a pretty good relationship with my parents, and,
Do you call them often to talk to them, or?
Right, I think we still meet each other, like, once a week or twice a month, something like that.
Okay, so you still have a good relationship and keep in communication with each other. That's good. So, that's how we answer this For You Chat question. Mm-hmm. How about you kids? Do your parents understand your need for privacy, and why or why not? Maybe you can give each other advice about problems you've had in the past. All right, well, that's it. So we'll see you next time.
See you guys next time. Bye.
The importance of privacy for teens.
Teenagers feel embarrassed and upset when parents read their diaries or text messages, go through their computer, or eavesdrop on their conversations. Teens think this is an invasion of their privacy. If parents don't respect teens' privacy, then they think parents don't respect them, their space, or their belongings. Essentially, the lack of trust makes them feel like children at a time when they're slowly growing up. Parents often believe anything their children do is also their business. So when it comes time for teens to have some independence, some parents aren't ready and get caught off guard. Teens crave freedom as they spend more time sharing experiences with friends than with their parents. When teens ask for privacy, parents need to figure out how much space to give without worrying too much about a teen's safety. Teens should also let parents know where and with whom they are hanging out, and seek out an adult when encountering an issue they can't solve on their own. Sometimes teens feel they should be treated as adults, but without the life experiences of an adult, that's not always totally realistic.
Vocabulary Review. Upset. The baseball players were very upset after they lost the big game. Invasion. This movie is about an invasion of the Earth by space aliens. Belongings. Before leaving the classroom, Tom packed his belongings into his book bag. Encounter. You might encounter bears if you go deep into the forest. Realistic. The book about dragons was fun to read, but not realistic at all.